Did the Pentecost happen on the Sabbath, Saturday, or did it happen on Sunday, the first day of the week?
Sunday.
It did happen on Sunday?
I believe that's correct, yeah. See, Pentecost is, the word penta means five or 50, like the Pentagon has five sides. And there were 7 weeks after the Passover, and after the last Passover Sabbath, that which is 7 times 7 is 49,
right,
came the day after that Sabbath, which would be Pentecost.
Oh,
and
okay.
Sunday, Pentecost, that's right. The disciples were beginning the work. It was a work day. They were beginning the work of spreading the gospel, just like Jesus rose on Sunday to continue his work as high priest. Christ rested in the tomb on the Sabbath, then commenced his work on our behalf when he rose Sunday morning.
Okay.
So, yeah, I believe it was Sunday.
A lot of the people that I speak to that go to church on Sunday, you see, that's one of the reasons they keep Sunday holy.
Well, you know, that's quite a stretch because there's nothing in the Bible that commands us to keep that day holy.
Right.
They're just speculating. Things happened not only on Sunday. You could argue that we're really supposed to keep Thursday as the Sabbath because that's when the Lord instituted the new covenant at the Lord's Supper.
Right.
You could say that it's really Friday because that's when he was crucified. That's the new Sabbath. Of course, the Muslims keep Friday as Sabbath. But nowhere in the Bible does God pick any other day to replace the seventh day of the week. So I think it's pretty reckless for Christians to start altering the law of God he spoke with his voice and wrote with his finger.
Well, what can I say when they say the Sabbath is the Exodus event?
Well, I'd say show me that scripture.
Okay.
There's a lot of very poetic statements that I'm hearing from pulpits, but I heard, I won't mention any names, a very gifted minister. He was preaching a wonderful sermon on the Sabbath. And then he says, now, of course, that would be Sunday. And then he began to speculate on why, and he never produced a scripture. Show me a scripture that says keep the first day as the Sabbath, and I'll just go away. But until I find that, everything else in the Bible says that the Lord blessed, sanctified the seventh day, wrote it in stone, spoke it with his voice, said remember it, meaning that we're not to forget it. And I can't get away from the Word of God.